The Mike Calta Show.
The Mike Calta Show. Where's Kenny? Where's Kenny the pig? I thought you would have your little piggy here every day.
He is not a travel pig yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to get him potty trained and everything first before I start putting
I came home yesterday and my daughter, who doesn't really talk about you much, no offense, she talks about Spanish all the time because she thinks he's her boyfriend.
Yeah, she's in love with him. I get it.
So I wouldn't say love. I would just say the little kid doesn't know what boyfriend means.
Don't make this worse for me, Carmen, please. I beg of you.
Punch him right in the heart.
That's why she loves him.
Oh, God. She goes, guess what? And I go, what? And she goes, Carmen got a piggy. I go, yeah. Someone was in the car this morning. Doesn't understand how Carmen got the piggy. did not ask me for a piggy.
Yeah.
So,
really?
Yeah, it was like pretty.
It's probably because your wife had a hold of her and was like, don't you even dare ask him.
Well, yeah. I bet she was just like, yeah. Like, I bet your wife just talked it down so much. Just talked so much crap about Kenny.
Pigs cause cancer.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the best name for a pig ever that somebody sent me yesterday?
What?
Chris.
Chris. Bacon.
I thought you were going to say Hamilton.
Chris P. Bacon is the best name ever.
That's the worst name ever. Everyone has been sending me bacon puns for names.
Yeah.
His name's Kenny.
I don't like the way you shot mine down like it wasn't the greatest name in the world.
Because you got that from someone.
Yeah, I said somebody sent it to me yesterday, and I loved it.
I had said Pig Lebowski.
Pig Lebowski.
Oh, that's
great.
Right, and then somebody sent me Piggy Smalls, which
Piggy
was good.
Smalls
I like
great.
That a lot. And that works for Carmen.
Listen, his name is Kenny. That's the best pig name ever. Kenny the pig.
I love that you put the picture on Instagram and everybody wrote Kenny.
Yeah, everybody knew who he was.
He's Kenny the pig.
Yeah. You can call him KTP. Kenny the pig.
Yeah,
I like that.
So, good. Day one with the pig and the pug went okay?
Yeah. They love each other, kind of. Like, the pig is just kind of like, hey, you're cool and big. I'm going to follow you. And then Doak is like, why are you petting him over me?
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, I can cuddle with you guys. Like, he's warming up to it.
Did the pig cuddle with you?
Yeah. The pig cuddled with me all day long. It was the...
That's Spanish. That's okay. Spanish.
Oh, my
phone.
God.
One step away from executive producer.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure I don't miss any of your texts or calls in the morning.
Smart, but I'm here now.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
At some point, you got to turn it off. Why not 3 minutes into the show on air?
Two steps back, Spanish. Two steps back.
Sweet.
Always.
All right, anyway, so we got pigs.
Yeah, so Doak and Kenny get along really well. It was the nighttime. Kenny.
I was wondering about that. I was waiting to see how tired you were when you came in.
Yeah. Kenny had, it was a rough night for him. He was really scared and then he was hungry, but we didn't want to feed him. You know, we went through that whole thing and then it just got to the point, well, I need sleep, so I'm going to let you eat.
I'd have the fattest pig in the world.
Yeah.
This is how my kids are going to be too. Whenever we pass McDonald's, I'm like, they're like, can we have McDonald's? I go, no, you had it the other day. All right. You just had to ask me twice, and I'll take them.
Well, I have that little eyedropper that I'm feeding it with, so I can monitor it really well. So I'm not overfeeding it by any means. It's just that's the big thing. I want to make sure I don't do that.
Where did the pig sleep?
He slept with us for most of the night, but then when he got up and he was hungry, he wouldn't stop doing his nose nuzzle. And he...
Rooting, they call that.
Yeah.
You think it's cute, nose nuzzle.
It was cute until he woke me up at 1 a.m. because, for whatever reason, gave him some water and he wouldn't...
Why don't you put him in his pen and then surround him with bacon?
Well,
hell no.
Well, we did.
Shut up.
We did put him in the pen and then, of course, Doak went over and like was not teasing him, but like looking at
it. I wish you could understand their language because the pig's like, so you kind of look like a Puggy Dog, but you're not. I'm not really sure what you are, but I'm going to follow you around. And then later on, it's like, so why do you have to stay in the cage and I'm free? This is a really weird situation right. that we got going on here.
So then we had to go put it in a different room. I slept on the couch to make sure it settled down.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wait till you have a baby. It's very similar.
Like I said, it was a long night. But no, I don't want children.
You can't just decide, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to eat it.
Right.
Yeah, with kids. They're not nearly as delicious.
By the way, G.T. Kinney, who Carmen calls Kenny, just tweeted and said, how much does she miss me that she named that goddamn pig Kenny?
That's funny. They're both pigs.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah. That's just a great pig name. Come on.
Okay, yeah, I'm not arguing it. I don't know. I don't have better pig names.
Everyone loves
Crispy Bacon.
Terrible. Mm. Everyone loved it. Everyone asked its name. I say Kenny, and they're like, "Oh my god, that's so cute."
You take it to the mall yet?
No. Like I said, I wanted.
You take it to Patty's yet?
No. He's gonna be
Wednesday. Take your pet to Patty's. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't.
No, he's staying in the house for a while. I want him to get adapted before I start. You know, because yesterday was a lot for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you gonna have a pig trainer come over?
No, okay. No. They said that the dog will help train it. We just got to make sure they like go outside together and they see, which it's
right.
It is the cutest thing because you know Doak's not a really big dog, but the pig is so small that the Kenny will chase Doak and he like runs and he has a little
this
bell.
Is so gay.
It is the cutest thing.
When I went to St. Leo for that one semester, we had two rabbits. And at the end of the semester, I was the only one who lived in Florida. So they were like, you got to take the rabbits home. I'm like, I don't have anywhere to, I don't have anywhere to put it. So I call my mother and I go, can I take the rabbits home? And she goes, no. Well, then when it came time to move, I had no choice. I was going to leave them in the dorm room.
Let them go.
No, they were coddled. They were
domesticated,
eating my hair and stuff.
Oh, God.
Oh, I had a bushy Guido mullet. And I used to sleep on my stomach, and in the middle of the night, they would sit on my back and just chew my hair, and my head would go like this while I was sleeping. So I took him home, and I put him in a box, like an office box, you know?
Yeah.
And I stuck him in my closet in my bedroom, which was upstairs, and I didn't tell my mother, and I was there for 2 weeks. And then my mother went to hang some stuff in the closet, and she heard the rustling, and it scared the hell out of her. Oh, man, I thought she was going to throw them out the window. She's like, I told you not to bring those goddamn rabbits. I'm like, one day they're going to die. All right, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. I just watched something on Fox and Friends that almost made me late today, but I was dying to see it. Every week they're doing testing on those, like, as seen on TV
right.
things. Love so they that. Did one on the one-step chopper. Anybody ever see that?
No, what is that? Because I have the slap chop that I used and then put it in the dishwasher and could never put it back together.
Oh, no, this thing is, it's like a Tupperware with a piece that fits on the top.
Uh-huh.
And you put your vegetable on the top. And the Tupperware, that thing. The Tupperware has, like, metal grate in it. You put your vegetables in, then you just slam that green thing down, and it chops it up.
As different like a slicer, dicer, all
right.
that stuff. Yeah, okay.
But the only problem with that was you had to cut your vegetables in order to fit it in those little slots anyway. And then when you did, it was hard to push down. But they said it worked. It looked like it worked pretty good. So today, successful day one. Today, though, what I wanted to see was the magic pillow.
Magic
you ever
pillow.
See the magic pillow? That the guy that wears the gold chain?
Drop a bowling ball and do all that stuff. It's got like the little pebble things in it. Is
no,
it that one?
I don't know what the inside technology is. It's that guy who's
Mr.
like...
Mr. Pillow? Him?
No, I lied. Oh, let me see that. That's it. Yeah, magic pillow.
No, is Mr.
That,
pillow.
Don't tell me.
I'm sorry.
I want to see it. I want to look at it.
Okay.
I thought it was magic pillow. But anyway, yeah, my pillow. That's it. We're both wrong. Oh, my
yeah,
pillow.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, because it's got like little... beads inside or whatever.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know the technology, but
that's the technology.
It's got it's they said you can wash it.
Yeah.
And it contours to your head.
Right.
And that guy wears his gold chain outside the shirt and it bothers
so
me so much.
Oh no, look, it's a cross.
I know.
It's not just a it's gold
still
chain.
It bothers me that he's forcing that on us.
You're fine with that mustache?
Yeah,
it's a different color than his hair.
They actually fill the pillow with some of his mustache.
Oh, well, don't they like put an egg underneath it and drop a bowling ball and it's like, yeah, and the egg's totally fine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
I've never seen it. I believe it. I believe it has that technology, but I don't know.
It's the future. Space technology.
This guy was at Trump's technology table yesterday.
What?
Yeah, he was sitting right next to Elon Musk.
So, no, it's just his commercials is just him on a bed hugging a pillow, talking about the pillow.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
like,
recall
I'm
the bowling ball. Yeah, the Wisconsin guy.
Yeah.
Made in America.
Yeah.
So They tested that thing out, and they did it outside for some reason where it's 15 degrees.
Huh.
And both of them had to lay on a bed and get on it and decide, and then they were like, yeah, this is the My Pillow. And then they got up and left. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Was it good? Or you were just able to tell that it was your pillow?
They were cold. They wanted to get back inside.
That's what they said. They're like, listen, we're outside 15 degrees out here.
Two things. Crazy. One, whenever the, like, I'll read an article about something, they'll be like, I drank water, a gallon of water a day for a month. Here's what happened, whatever. And it's got a big long thing. Skip to the end. It was terrible. Or I felt great. You know, just give me the thing. So the you're talking about you have to cut up the stuff before you put it in the slicer dicer thing.
Right.
I realize that people would be losing hands, but I'm smart enough human where I'm not going to hold the apple when I put it in the juicer. So they have to make the juicer hole small. So you have to cut it up. I'll tell you what, I would juice so much more if I could just dump a bushel of stuff in there.
Oh, my God, right? Yes.
Wouldn't it be so much easier?
The Nutribullet. I love making juice in that thing.
Yeah, but that
What's the thing that I have?
That makes mush. It doesn't make juice.
It does make juice. You just got to add a little water or a little coconut water or something like that, or even orange juice.
And it blends everything, so it's totally liquid.
Yes.
Because I have a Nutribullet.
You gotta get what I have.
Your thing can make soup though.
The Ninja makes everything.
I have the Ninja, but not the Ninja. But it's basically the same thing.
You have a Kmart Ninja.
No, it's not a Kmart Ninja. It's I don't spend $700 on a blender, and it's exactly the same as
you
yours.
You have the Ninja.
The Ninja.
So why don't you use your fake Ninja to juice?
Does that juice? I don't know.
Juice, it'll turn it to dust if you want it to.
Okay.
The only thing is, like, with the juicer, it takes the pulp out.
Right.
And it takes all that stuff out.
Nutrients.
Which, but that's the good stuff. You want it in there, so that's why you use the bullet.
Yeah, you don't even
Ninja.
Have to peel an orange when you want to make orange juice in the Ninja.
Yeah,
it just liquefies the skin.
That's a little
not
bitter.
Good. That's the good stuff right there.
But that's the problem. But then I have the Breville or Bevel or whatever it is, the juicer, but it's got the small thing, so you got to cut up, and it takes forever.
Well, they also reviewed the Casper bed, which intrigued me. It was the bed in the box.
Yes.
I
love that.
Because Penn and Teller, on Penn and Teller's BS show on Showtime, they went through, this guy was looking for new beds, so they tried out every bed, every claim that they made about the beds, they tried them all out. And the guy at the end of the day, after trying them all out, settled on an air mattress that you inflate, that you blow up. And he said it gave him the most comfort for his back. And if it broke, he'd just buy another one for $13.
Mm.
So this Casper bed, though, everybody's talking about it. The only problem is, you sleep on the floor? You don't sleep on
you can get a little box what is it called?
Box spring.
No, not a box spring because it's like it looks like the bed. You can still get a frame.
I don't want to be so low to the ground.
Yeah, look at this video that Joe's showing. It's just a woman with a regular bed and a box ring, and she
takes
it out. Yeah.
I want to hang my bed from chains from the ceiling, sexy.
Oh man, that would be sweet. And it swings while you sleep on it.
Yeah, like that.
A little loft.
Oh yeah.
You run and jump.
There's
a hole in the second floor. You just drop through.
That seems dangerous.
I found this house that I like on Davis Island, and I thought this would be the perfect house to do all the dumb things I always wanted as a kid, like a fireman pole and slingshot. I don't know. It was just kind of like this was the perfect house where you could just drop dumb things in it and it would look cool.
Everybody's had the discussion with their friends where you own the nightclub and you come down on a sofa into the nightclub and you land on
Katy Perry.
Maybe.
All right, it is our last broadcast day of the week today because we got our Christmas party tomorrow, so we're being selfish
tonight.
And taking the day off.
Tonight.
Yeah, sorry. So what do we have, best of tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's make today good. What's on the show, Spanish?
What we have on the show, David Harb will be joining us to give
away
some tickets.
That's not special.
The Lightning Calendar Girls will be here.
Oh, my God, that's so special.
There you go. Bill Bellamy will be here.
Oh!
Very nice.
And LBC is bringing their champion food drop. So,
it Thursday. The champ wants his food on Thursday.
Right.
That's you, Spanish, all day. All right, good. We'll take a quick break and we'll get your phone calls. Anybody up this early in the morning? 727-579-1025. I'll hit the calls next.
The Mike Calta Show on 1025 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.